Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan. Let me ask, can you claim property by surrounding it with Scripture? Let me start with Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. I got a call the other day from an older gentleman in Tennessee. He was anxious to tell me his success story using our idea of staking the land and claiming it for God. His wife had died a few years earlier. He was now in his 90s. He'd sold his home because he needed to move closer to family and also to downsize since he had no more need for a bigger house. He'd picked out a house he really wanted that was perfect in size and location for his needs, but it wasn't for sale. There was no sign in the yard and anything like that. So he, in faith, he felt like it was what God wanted for him. So he knocked on the door and asked the owners if they would like to sell the house. But then he recognized the family as some people who had left his church in anger years before. He was a pastor. And they informed him that they would never sell their house to him. Soon after that, he had the opportunity to surround the property with stakes, praying and claiming the house for himself. A few days later, he was riding through the neighborhood with a friend, and he saw a for sale sign in front of that house. The sellers were in the front yard talking to the realtor. He later found out that they were telling the realtor they were desperate to sell and would accept the first offer at asking price. This man stopped the car, realizing this was the seller couple who had left his church and refused to sell him the house recently before that. Right then and there in front of the realtor, he asked if he could look inside the house. And the owner said, yes, but do not pray in our house. Don't pray in there. After looking inside, he came back outside and asked the realtor for the selling price. She gave him the price and he immediately said, I'll take it. The seller had to take it because they had told the realtor they would take the first offer at asking price. God's word worked again. Prayer still works, and God's still throwing, still on the throne. Keep praying, keep asking, keep believing, and remember, prayer still works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.